The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, and welcome to another Texans Daily podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. I'm Christina Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Today is Tuesday, August 18th. Fans, remember, we have open practices against the Saints tomorrow, Wednesday the 19th, and Thursday the 20th. Check out HoustonTexans.com for ticket information. It is now day 15 of training camp, and the team is looking forward to their first home preseason game against the Saints. Head coach Gary Kubiak spoke after practice today about how the team is preparing for the next few days.
All right, what's up?
Why were you running without me?
I was late for the bowling derby, so a bunch of coaches working, a few minutes late, so we hold ourselves to the same standard. What else? What's up?
Look exhausted.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Talk to us about the offensive line and the younger guys, especially like Scudder.
Well, you know, getting opportunities to do a lot of things, and, you know, Chris and he getting a chance to basically be starters throughout this camp, and they've done a good job. They've really taken advantage of that opportunity.
Chester start working today? I mean,
yeah, he practiced since we weren't banging. He practiced. He's going to do a little extra work, I think, right now. But he will work the individual stuff with us. But he won't bang against New Orleans. He won't hit.
So New Orleans coming in, is there going to be hit? I mean, contact, full pads?
Yeah, we'll be in shells. You know, we won't have our pants on, but we'll be in shells tomorrow morning and Thursday morning in shorts Wednesday afternoon.
How do you approach a practice like that, trying to keep people healthy enough?
Well, it's difficult, you know, because it's so competitive, but Sean and I talk. We got to send messages to our team of what we want, and, you know, we'll get good work and keep them upright. That's the key.
Any injury updates?
No. We signed Jonathan Evans, the fullback. I'm sure y'all know that. But other than that, we're right where we were, you know, yesterday.
What about Cushing for Saturday?
No, you're not going to see Brian this week. He's still got a little ways to go, but he's making good progress.
If Evans is back up now, is Casey just going to concentrate on
tight end? No, he's still going to play some fullback. He's doing it in practice, and we'll keep doing that. As long as he can handle it, we don't set him back at tight end, we'll keep doing it.
Is that the Baylor guy?
Evans, yeah.
Not Tony.
Yeah.
You've been talking about Beasing since offseason. What do you like about him?
Well, very smart player, John. You know, tell him one time, he gets it right. Very aggressive on special teams for Joe the other night. He's played in this league, and he shows it. And it's a little crowded back there right now. But now with Troy out, you got five guys back there working. So the opportunity keeps increasing for his chances of making this team. And if he plays the way he played last week, it's going to be hard to keep him off of it.
What did he do well other than special teams?
Well, he played a lot on defense, too, and just getting the back end coordinated in those two-minute drills and stuff. I know David was very comfortable with him back there and Frank, and, you know, just thought he played like a pro.
Should he be ahead considering his experience over some of the
young guys? You get a guy who's played 3 or 4 years, and they're normally a little bit ahead. That's natural. But, you know, his opportunity to make this team is still like a rookie coming in, you know, from where he started. So, but he's a little bit ahead mentally in the game.
You envision four safeties?
That's normal. You know, we went with three before, so we'll see how it pans out.
Did you get a look at Frank today?
Yeah, he got a few snaps and did a good job. I think he's 4 for 4. You know, I told Rick, I've seen guys come back after disappointments of getting let go and come back and cut it loose and play pretty well. So we'll see how he does. He'll get a chance.
So he'll have a shot to win a place here.
I hope to get him actually in the game this week, you know, toward the end of the game. I can't sit here and say for sure, but I'd like to get him in. I know he'll definitely play a lot in the last preseason game, but it's a good opportunity for him, and he came out here today like he hasn't missed a beat, so very impressed with how he came back.
We always ask you about the young kids. I want to ask you about Skinina. He made his presence felt. When he was using the slop the other night, he was making it felt.
Yeah, he's amazing. You know, at his age and how many years he's played, he can still play with that type of effort and do his job. Just a very well-conditioned guy. This team knows they can count on him, and he's making a good push to be back here again, which we knew he would. You know, if we brought him back, we knew he'd do that.
Your young corner companion and Quinn, just talk about their growth.
Both played pretty darn good the other night, not only for defense but for Joe also. And they're making progress. They'll see probably as good a passing game this week as there is in the NFL. So another big test for them. But they're being asked to play like veterans real fast, and so opportunity for them, but they've both done pretty good.
How important is it to practice with the Saints to get that, the constant, not just a pregame, you get the physical contact and stuff like that throughout the practice?
Well, I think it helps pick up, training camp gets a little monotonous this time of year. They're tired of each other, tired of beating on each other. So you get a new face, go cover a new guy, work against a new guy. I think it's just good for your skill level and just bringing competes to practice. So, I think it'll be good. We just got to do it the right way and make sure that we're all standing upright for Saturday's game.
Does that come into play on Saturday's game when you practice twice against a team? Do you obviously can't show much? It's preseason.
No, right? I mean, we're pretty basic in a preseason anyway, so the game's gonna be competitive either way, but you don't worry about showing too much or this or that. It's not, we're all working on our base stuff right now, just trying to settle our football team in and find out who our best 53 are.
Gary, what did Alex tell you he'd been doing?
I really didn't talk about it. Just stopped by my office and shook my hand. So I think he got in about midnight last night. He's in Oregon, I know that. So told me he'd been working out.
So going back to Scanina, he's kind of taking
Well, y'all have to remember Jeff played for Bill. So, Bill's way of coaching, Bill's way of teaching, Jeff's like another coach in the room with Bill. So that's been very positive, not only him working with those young guys, but just he's able to walk over to a guy, this is what Bill wants, this is what he expects. So, it's been very positive.
Having done so many, been a part of so many training camps, do you feel like he slacks off at all, or is he still going?
Who's that? Jeff?
Selena.
Oh, no, absolutely not. He wouldn't take a practice off if I let him. I mean, he can go all day, chases the ball all day. He's an amazing specimen as far as his, the health that he's in at this stage in his career. And to hold up that long, they just don't make them like that.
We also caught up with quarterback Alex Brink, who joined the team this morning in practice.
Yesterday morning, you were at home. And Eugene, here you are back out with these guys. How's it feel?
Yeah, yesterday I was, working a camp at my high school, helping out over there. And, I got the call. Very fortunate. I'm happy for an opportunity. Just glad to be out here with the guys again.
What do you hope you can bring them, Alex?
I hope I can come in, be able to execute right away, make this transition seamlessly as possible, just step up and be able to execute. And if I'm called upon to play, to be ready to go in there and help out.
Alex, what were you doing as far as working out?
I was, staying in shape. I was back home, and so I didn't have a lot to do. So, plenty of running and lifting. I have access to gyms there and throwing. I have a couple guys that, aren't on the same quality as our guys out here, but they're pretty good, and so they help me stay in shape, keep my arm loose.
And you thought all along you would get a call from somebody, or you're like, I'm a coach and you're made
it's hard at times, especially as a young player. You don't really know. It's my second time through, but it's still hard. I was confident that I would get an opportunity if I did, that I'd be ready. At the same time, 5-6 weeks had gone by. That's a tough situation. But I'm ready to get back out here and feel good about it.
You guys were having a heat wave up in Oregon, weren't you?
Relatively, yeah. No, not compared to down here. We had a couple 80 degree days, but not like the 90, 95 degree heat down here.
But you were okay when you came back here.
Absolutely. I've been here, 18 months before this, been through it before, and I feel good coming out here.
Is it, you suggested it's a challenge coming in because they've been going 2 weeks, but you've been in the system, worked with them. How much does that cut through all that?
A lot, actually. I got out here and got a couple reps, felt real comfortable. It's the same guys that were here 6 weeks ago in OTAs, same guys I got to run, through 5 weeks of practice with. So I feel very comfortable. My year and a half here, has obviously helped me. I'm glad to be out here again.
How do you make sure they notice you're doing something without putting too much pressure on yourself? And not just be another part of training camp fodder. You want to be out here, but...
Well, I'm a competitive guy by nature, and so anytime I step on the field, I want to go out and be the best. And so I'm, having this opportunity allows me to get out there and show that, I've made improvements from, my time here during the spring and since last fall. And I'm confident when I get on the practice field and in the games that, I'll be able to execute.
Also, Chester Pitts emphasized the importance of making the playoffs this season.
How are you feeling?
Everything's good. Well, it's getting better, getting back into the swing of things. Just a little dingy, but it's getting better every day.
Not dingy.
Just a ding. Just a little bump.
That looked like you were moving pretty well
there just now. My feet are pretty sweet, and a whole lot of 315-pound men move the way I move. No, I'm kidding. I've been working. Ray's had me push that blue sled over there with all that weight on it, make sure I stayed in condition, stayed in shape, so you know, when my shoulders all hit up, I'd be able to hit the ground running.
It's not game type situation stuff. People jerking and pushing you and stuff like that. How concerned are you about it? I know you don't miss 2 days.
I'll be ready, yeah. I'll be ready. I promise. I'll be ready.
You've been in the situation, you're working hard, trying to get back, mm-hmm. watching this team. What do you like what you see here?
I mean, we're clicking right now. Offensively, defensively, special teams have always been good. I mean, honestly, I expect a lot out of us. Excuse me, edit that later. But no, we'll be fine, and I just can't wait to get back in to contribute, help my team.
As being one of the original guys here, mm-hmm. can this be the year? We always talk about, hey, man.
It's not a can. It has to be, plain and simple. It will be.
Check back tomorrow for the latest Texans news here at HoustonTexans.com. Remember, fans, the 2009 Houston Texans official yearbook is now on sale. Again, check out HoustonTexans.com for information. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Christina Gonzalez, and I'm a Texan.